Okay. So, what are some financial problems that has really just got you stressed? Or like the same thing as the thought of going to a toilet that has a piranha in it and you got to sit on it, like you know you got to sit on it. What financial problems are biting your ass?
Oh, gas. Got like money for gas. Stresses me out.
Yeah, your car just eats gas.
Dude, my
I
car
bet it's a
literally
sports.
drinks fucking gas.
It's the turbo.
Like, I put gas once a week if I'm lucky.
If you're lucky.
Yeah. But I. Okay, you.
You're not gonna finish that thought.
Okay,
Finish your thought.
because it would be better because I need this new thing for like my fuel system, so it like it's letting gas vapors escape and gas evaporates really easily. So it's kind of just like seeping out, which is what's making my gas mileage worse. You know? Because I'm averaging like 24 gallons or 24 miles per gallon.
So what you're saying is you're going to be paying less gas soon.
Hopefully.
But then he has to buy the
Maybe like
part
by
with
a
the
cent
money.
by the gallon, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's only $50 though. Not bad. What about you? What's a financial problem?
Honestly, I don't pay for anything. I have my gym membership and I have my Netflix account. That's it. I'm just not excited about having to pay for things in the future. That's why I'm trying to like save like crazy and not buy anything like new for myself, except like, you know, occasional clothes or something. Because I don't want to pay for college, obviously. And I haven't done my FAFSA.
I have done my FAFSA, but I've not applied anywhere.
How much do you have saved?
Like 3,000 at this point.
Pretty good. I mean, for me, it's a real shitter. So, my mom's out of job for 3 months.
Oh, that's right, they closed down.
They had to close down. Her job had to close down because
Really?
they found black mold, so they had to get rid of it.
That sucks.
Apparently, it takes 3 months. But,
3 months.
so me and my sisters have to come up with $500 by the end of the month,
Oh my God.
every month.
Well,
So
that's
that
not
we could
bad.
pay $2,000 for the
Wait,
rent to
five.
like the upkeep for the house. And then and you know that stimmy would work real nice, Biden. But
Literally.
yeah, I could use
so
some money.
500 a month. On top of that, I'm trying to save for my car, which just brings it so hard because I have to lose 500 every month now.
So is it 500 out of each of you?
Out of each of us, off like well, me, Franny, Amy, and my mom. My mom is, they set her up like a shop at a museum, but they're not getting a lot of money.
Yeah.
And so there's that. And then Raider started to get on seizure medicine.
Oh.
He started having seizures.
I dropped 400 last week
Holy crap.
on his medical stuff. So that's a real big dent in my car.
Insane.
And on top of that, work, man, they're giving me shitty hours.
Really? Like, how many hours are you like
no, the
getting?
same amount of hours, but like they're giving me the jobs that don't pay very well.
Oh yeah. Yeah, like yesterday you worked like what is it? You got off like at 5, right? Or 6?
I got off at 5:30.
Damn.
Not great. I hated it.
Do you miss the days where you came home at like 1 in the morning?
No, that's not the problem. It's just I want to do the more paying jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Did you apply to Home Depot?
I applied to a bunch of places.
Do you have a resume?
Of course, I have a resume.
Okay. Just making sure. Were you able to do
No. To do
Okay.
what?
Because we made a resume for her together and then she was gonna apply to Home Depot.
But I couldn't find the place where you attach the resume. Like, I
Yeah.
went through the whole application and then it was like,
Okay,
finish.
so
There was nowhere.
where you put your name and your address and all of that, there's a button above that that you had to download your resume to.
String message. Well, I already have another job, so it's fine. I work at another nail salon now. Okay, two nail salons.
Look at you.
Well, strong message.
Yeah. Okay, well, welcome back to the Rinky Dinky Boys. This is, fuck, what episode number is this?
Nine? Seven.
This is nine. Episode nine.
Babe.
Seven.
I just guessed.
You just guessed. Yeah, this is episode nine. Welcome back. I don't know what else to say. Really it.
Okay, cool. Nice. Welcome back, everybody.
Oh, I remember now. We got an upgrade. We got four Samsung QTUs, four boom arms.
Is so this what this is?
That's a boom arm, yeah.
And what is, what that, was the that's first a, thing?
The what?
What was the first thing you said?
That's a Samsung QTU. No, the microphone.
Ooh,
fancy. I got four of those now. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Okay, so we got Hannah.
Hello, I am Hannah.
We got Nico.
Hello, I am Nico.
We got me, your host, Nick, and we got no Victor.
Yeah.
He is absent today.
Bitch went to San Marcos.
Did he really?
Yes.
Yes, to buy a stupid couch or something.
Yeah.
Babe, we should go to the outlets today.
At San Marcos?
Even though I have no money.
See, we were just talking about not spending money, so that's what we cannot do.
Huh?
Do you know what I mean?
But today's a perfect day.
Today's a perfect day to wash the car.
I don't want to wash the car. Wow. I washed your car two times last week. I don't want to wash it again.
Pay her to wash it.
What do I look like to you? If I wanted to work at the wash tub, I would get a job at the wash tub.
Damn, she's telling you, man.
You work at the wash tub. Why don't you take it to wash tub?
You still work at the wash tub?
I don't know anymore. I haven't gone in like 2 weeks.
Oh, you didn't put your 2 weeks in?
I did, but then he didn't let me. He was like, just stay one day a week and then you can get free washes still. I was like, okay.
They can't not let you leave.
It's not can just stay, like just come one day a week, like for a few hours.
Yeah, I was like, okay. But
are you even doing a good job? Like a high paying job, like something important?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm up front. Like I would get tips, but I've been working more hours on the weekends. Like I've been working like full 8-10 hours on like Sundays, so now I don't have time for that.
8 hours.
The other day I was there for 10.
Right. What day?
It was that one day. I was there for like a long time.
Is it the one day they made you stay late to help clean up?
That one.
I mean, well, what so I'm nine. Doing right now is I'm making, like, I'm not buying anything at all.
I need to do that.
I do have a $50 budget for every time I get paid for the podcast. I haven't done that yet, but I will. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I don't buy anything.
Really? No, like, no food?
I barely ever buy food. And whenever I do go, so, you know, me and Kaya, like, we would go. And so now I'm just, like, sit there. And when they ask for, like, the payment, I just sit there, like,
oh my god.
look in my eyes of her like, you pay.
Oh my god, Nico's been saving a lot of money lately because he lost his wallet for like a week and a half, so I paid for everything.
I couldn't find it.
That's a good tactic.
No,
but oh, and then I was like, oh, like we should go on a date. So we went to the Cheesecake Factory. Halfway through the dinner, he was like, oh, by the way, I don't have my wallet.
So you made her pay?
No, like, of course not. I paid for Cheesecake Factory.
How'd you pay if you didn't have your wallet?
It was expensive. No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Cheesecake Factory?
How'd you pay without your wallet?
Where did we go that you didn't pay?
I had my wallet.
we went somewhere nice that you didn't pay.
I'm trying to think now. Oh, it was First Watch.
Oh, yeah, and it came out to like $60.
40.
60.
It was not 60. It was
yes, it was. 40. It was a lot. Plus, that's not even true because I paid for everything for like a week and a half. And we went out like every day.
What's not even true?
That I didn't pay for it?
I never said that. I said you didn't pay for Cheesecake Factory. That's it.
Are you sure? I thought I did.
No.
Where did we go that I paid for it?
You paid for the tip, but I paid for the meal.
Point is, it still equals. It's not even the same. But anyways, so so he just like lost his wallet. And every time we would go somewhere after we ordered, be like, I still can't find my wallet.
No, dude, I literally could not find it for the longest time.
It was in the garage, just sitting where he like puts it every single time.
So when I can't find my wallet for like weeks, it's usually behind my bed.
Oh my God.
You know what?
Yeah.
And I went down to the garage and I failed to see it. And I looked on the table where I put it, and I was like, nope, it's not there.
Kaya somehow always finds my wallet.
Literally, it's, right?
Like, what do y'all got? You got, like, x-ray vision?
Dude, no, literally. Period. I was like, okay, like, I'll help you look for it. Walk down there. 5 seconds. Your wallet is literally where you always put it.
I gave her so many hugs because she found my wallet.
No, he was like, oh my god, thank you so much. Being all dramatic so I wouldn't get mad.
Yeah, low-key, that's why.
He knew I was going to get so mad.
But later that day, we did go to Cheesecake Factory, and we ate some bomb-ass fried mac and cheese.
Oh my god, it was so
You know the ones at Topgolf?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But better?
Way better and way bigger. They were, like, huge fat.
They were also, like, $15.
Oh, yeah.
For four.
For four?
For four balls, yeah.
Well, yeah, it was pretty bad.
I don't know how much it is at Topgolf, but you get 9.
No, but you know what fucked us up? Is that the waitress, she was like, oh, do y'all want, like, an appetizer? We're like, yeah, of course. And so we're, like, looking, and she's like, oh, you should definitely try the fried mac and cheese. We're like, fried mac and cheese? Fuck
That's what
yeah.
I was already going to get.
And then, but we didn't see it on the menu.
Oh.
Anyway. And then so we're like, bet, let's do it. It sounds so good. So we get them, fat as fuck. And so we're trying to like estimate how much we're going to spend at the end of the night. We're like, fried mac and cheese, like $10. Like, it's probably like, we're probably like overestimating. We got the check, $15.
Say $15.
For an appetizer. We shared a meal because it was huge.
Our whole ass meal was 17. Our appetizer was 15.
Dude, you know what's insane? I was reading like the calorie counts on the meals. The one we got was 2,000 calories for one meal.
Just one plate. That's why we shared it. It was huge.
We didn't even finish.
That was Cheesecake Factory.
Yep.
Yeah.
Giant seat there? The fuck?
What?
Giant seat there?
Yo, I don't know.
Literally. Like, how do you finish that?
We got a chicken patty, like, because we got, what was it? Oh, it chicken was. Parmesan.
Pizza some, style.
Yeah, so it had pasta on top. But I didn't realize pizza style meant the whole, like, chicken patty is the size of a pizza. It was huge. Like, the plate was this big, and the chicken was this big.
Yeah, honestly, chicken parm, the size of a pizza, covered in pasta.
I've heard that that restaurants do that to spike the prices. Like, they somehow get it,
make
the
them
meat
really big.
For cheaper. Yeah, like, they just make the entree really big.
Mm-hmm.
That way they can spike the prices. But
no, yeah, I mean, for sure. But it was...
If you're going to share it anyways...
It was delicious.
Yeah, no. We shared it, so yeah. Imagine if we got our own.
We
that's the point, so they could trick you, you know?
Yeah,
you
get, we would have
like,
been
oh,
like,
let's get two of those, and then you got, like, these...
We would have
like,
been like 80
feed
bucks.
A fat of four.
Dude, we didn't even finish the plate we shared. That's how big it was.
Yeah, neither of us finished our half.
Oh, but let me tell you. So the chicken parm, right, it was covered in cheeses and, like, marinara sauce. But then on top of that, there was, what was it?
Pasta?
I know. Oh, but it was pasta with Alfredo just on top with more cheese.
It was,
cheese.
Like, pasta with cheese sauce on top.
It was Alfredo.
Are you sure?
It said on the menu. That's why I was like, babe, I need my Alfredo. And it's already chicken parm. You're like, we should get that.
That's exactly what I said.
Yes.
Okay.
So, Nick, what about you? Do you and Kaya go on, like, dates?
Well, we're trying to save money, so not really.
Makes sense.
But.
Where
do we go? We went to IHOP, and then we went bowling. That's what our last date was.
That's fun.
And, IHOP was like $24 because we got off like the $6 menu and then
plus
the drinks.
That's exactly what ours was yesterday.
Yeah, and I got the burger. It wasn't that great, but it was.
No, I got the ham and cheese omelet. Smashed.
It was really good.
Yeah, probably. I wanted a burger. We were going to eat at Bowl and Barrel or like some other place because I had this $25 off card because.
Coupon.
And I wanted to go and eat there. But Kai didn't want any of this stuff, so we're like, all right, let's just go to IHOP.
Nice.
Where's, like, your favorite date you've ever gone with Kaya?
It's a little story time. I don't really have an answer, I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay.
But, so, you remember how you're like, you always got to remember what you did for your anniversaries, right?
Wait, what?
So when you, like, you would want Nico to know remember what y'all did for your first anniversary,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. So my mom, I was on the phone with my mom, right? And my mom had asked me just out of nowhere, like, hey, what did y'all do for your first anniversary? Now I had forgotten.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And I go, I was like, oh, I remember just, you know, I was stalling, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Kai was like, you don't remember our first anniversary? And I was like, no, I do. Do you remember? Like, trying to turn the question, you know?
Oh my God.
And she was like, I asked you first. I was like, no, my mom did. I asked you first, you
Ooh.
Know? And we kept going back and forth. She's like, do you remember? And I was like, no, I don't. I don't remember.
Yikes.
And
what was it?
She goes, don't worry, I don't remember either.
Oh my God.
And I was like, hallelujah.
Dude,
yeah,
she
no,
really tried
everything.
Getting mad at you, and she's like, fuck, I don't remember
either. Was just playing around, and I was like, you know, because I don't remember what we did for a second year anniversary either.
Oh my God. Wait, how long have you been together? 3 years?
We just passed the second year anniversary mark.
Nice.
So, and so I asked her, do you remember the second year anniversary? And she's like, no, and I was like, I don't either.
See?
Oh my God.
I wish it was like that, but it's not. You remember everything.
Yeah.
And I forget everything.
Well, Kaya almost remembers everything, too.
That's
except for the things I tell her. She remembers the things that I do, the bad stuff, but she doesn't remember the things I tell her.
Oh. You don't remember things I say sometimes.
Oh, I remember
everything. I'm like, babe, I said that. You're like, no, you didn't. I was like, yeah, I did.
No, because you didn't say it. You think you said it, but you didn't.
See?
I just remember anything that has to do with, like, you mentioning a girl, you mentioning some type of party, you mentioning some type of event. Even if you're talking about someone that you talked to when you were 11. So, I remember.
Okay, we're gonna do a little test. Who did I talk to in sixth grade? I feel like I told that story.
In sixth grade?
Yep.
I don't know. So, a lot of people. You were a little whore.
Right?
Yeah. A lot of people, sister.
I don't remember your fifth grade crush.
I post cocaine on my story.
That was in seventh grade, ma'am.
Who was your fifth grade crush? I can't remember. I think I have it in
Who
my
the
mind.
Fuck?
Your fifth grade crush. I remember you telling me.
No, I don't remember.
I swear.
Was
I think
it
I know
your
the name. I think
dad's
I know the name.
Friend's girl, the one that you did BMX with, that
no,
you asked
no, no,
for
no,
pictures
no.
of her underwear?
No.
Yeah.
Just gonna throw
he
that
was
out
like
there.
11 and asked her for pictures in her underwear, like a fucking creep.
No, I swear it was like, was it, the name was like Desiree or something?
Oh, wow. Strong
no,
message.
No, that was not.
It wasn't that, was not
Mm-mm.
it? I can't remember.
Who's Desiree?
I actually don't know. I had a friend named Desiree.
Good for you.
Yeah.
What? No.
But
that's a white
never,
name.
We never talked.
Was
it
I can't remember.
Oh no. Was it like Angelina or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I
remember. We would tell each other about our crushes
yeah.
all the time on the swings.
Uh-huh. I remember. Yeah. It's because that was the first year I had an iPhone, so like we followed each other on Instagram.
Oh, the girl you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm glad you remember shit about her. You can't even remember shit about us.
Babe. What do you mean? I remember almost everything about you. Your favorite color is purple.
No, it's lavender.
Oh,
what
shit.
The fuck?
It's the same thing, though. That's like a crayon cover.
Period.
Color.
No, it is not the same.
Okay, Crayola.
That was funny. So what else do you know about me? Apparently you know everything. Who's calling you?
Hey.
Put it on speaker.
Okay.
Put it next to the mic. Oh, that you didn't answer?
Hold back. Home Depot called me.
Huh?
Home Depot
called me.
And you just hung up.
Huh?
Your job called you?
Uh-huh.
That's funny.
Well,
but they use a company phone?
It's weird. So if I call back, it sends me to the like directory.
Maybe they'll call again.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Wait, why did Ralph mention me in their story?
Who's Ralph?
Why is Ralph being friends with me now?
I don't know. I told you not to be friends with them, and this is what you do.
What? Who's Ralph?
Don't be friends with someone who talks crap about you, period.
Wreck-It Ralph?
Only to your face.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Oh, yeah, I remember this day. Wait.
Let me see.
No, this
what
is over
happening?
A year ago. So, whatever. Okay, so let me tell you. So there's this guy, Ralph. He's like in our group, or he is, kind of was, but he moved away, right? Like, he lives like downtown, like south side.
What is this?
I have no idea. But, oh, yeah. So he moved away. And, like, we kind of, what's it called? We kind of faded. Like, I don't really talk to him that much. And then he always beefs with someone in the group chat, like, over something, like, little and stupid.
Yeah, he just gets mad about, like, very, like stupid things.
So, like, me and Hannah, like, were broken up for a little bit. And then, like, I added his ex-girlfriend, because they weren't even together, right? On Snapchat. But, like, I never, like, texted her or anything, and it was just like, okay, add.
But, like, what's the point?
And then, so...
Of what?
Adding her in the first place. Like, it's just weird to me.
Not really.
Anyways. Yeah, a little bit. Keep okay. going.
But so...
I didn't add anybody when you and I broke up.
I added her, right? But never, like, never text her, never, like, talk to her and anything. And then he texted me. He's like, why'd you add Oriana on Snap? I was like, I don't know, because she came on, like, my, like, suggested. And he's like, oh, okay. Do you need to, like, block her for me? I was like, what the fuck? Why? He's like, I don't know. I don't like it. I was like, sure, bro. I never did. And then so.
And I was going to watch this. He's going to come in your messages and be like, you fucking bitch.
Probably. But then, like, he texts, like, Hannah, and they're talking. He's like, yeah, I don't fuck with any of them. Like,
in that whole group, I hate yeah, all I, of he's them. Like,
he's
like,
especially
fake.
Nico, like.
Yeah.
Like, he's fake as fuck. He went and added my ex-girlfriend. They're not even together, by the way.
Yeah.
Not even together. And then he's like, he added her and blah, blah, blah.
But at the same time, like, I feel like that would, like, low-key annoy me. Like, if you and I broke up and my, like, one of my friends went and added you, I'd just be like, why?
Oh, but.
Like, why are you trying to, like, add my ex on Snap? That's weird.
Like, I don't even know. I didn't even know, like, they were, he was, like, they were still, like, a thing or, like, at all.
But still, you knew that they had talked. You knew that they were together.
Dev talks to her, like, every day.
You knew that they were together, that they were dating at one point. So, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just psycho or whatever, but I just feel like, I don't know, like, you would be upset if you and I broke up and one of your friends added me on Snapchat.
Not really, though, because I had, like, zero intention of texting her.
It doesn't matter. It's the fact that, then why did you add her? Like, what was the point?
Just to have friends on Snap. Like, I had
friends,
like,
that you never talk to? Your logic doesn't make any sense.
I do that. I just have, like, a bunch of people on Snapchat I don't talk to.
Yeah, so do I, but
like,
I don't
looking
just,
at
like,
people's lives, you know?
I just don't, like, break up with somebody and then...
Mm.
Oh, and they had dated previously.
Oh, you and her?
Yeah.
Long time ago.
So it was your
right
ex,
before
too.
Before him and I got together.
He
broke
left
up
that
with her
out.
To be with me.
You left that out. You,
exactly.
You said it was his ex, not yours.
So that makes it look fucked up. Like, you get mad when my ex is at me. Don't you?
Okay.
It's just weird, like.
Okay.
You don't think it's weird?
I mean, I, like. It's like, I don't know. Was it weird? I was like, I don't know.
It
you
doesn't
had,
matter, like, your intentions in your mind, but you have to think about it how that looks from everybody else's perspective besides your own.
You had no malintentions mm-hmm. from adding her. That's your thing.
I mean.
But, now you know.
Yeah.
But, like, I just don't get the point of being, like, I'm just going to add this person.
I'm sure you didn't think about it. Did you even think about it?
Mm-mm.
That's the problem with me.
I was on my thing. I was
yeah,
on, like,
so
suggested.
Dumb, though. Like, what
and
is
like,
wrong with you?
And, like, I was adding people. It was like, you have 20 plus friends in common. I was like, okay, then I must.
Because,
like,
he was just trying to find random girls to talk to after we broke up. Anybody at all. Anybody.
I think you can stop now because I wasn't.
You were. You know, just add people, like, for funsies.
Okay.
Got any recent news?
Not really.
You'd like to share?
My car got a new windshield. Did you know what happened on New Year's?
No.
Okay, so here's what happened. So we went to my friend's house, right? Spent the night, like, spent New Year's with him, had fun. I woke up in the morning to go pick up tacos. There's a bullet hole in my windshield.
What the fuck?
Let me show you a picture.
Not, like, all the way through. It was, like...
It was, like, someone shot up... Oops, sorry. Someone shot up in the air.
You don't know what happened. That's his, like, guess.
And then it fell down and hit my windshield, like, sideways. So it didn't go all the way through. But, like, you can tell there's a little hole there, like...
Shoot down, ladies and gentlemen, towards the floor.
Period.
So it bounces back up and kills you.
Or just
no,
don't
not
shoot.
In the grass. And, you know, and an eagle, too. It's not going to bounce
or
up.
Or just don't shoot on New Year's at all. Just pop fireworks.
Just don't shoot guns
you
for fun.
It's legal to shoot on New Year's.
Here you go.
Wait, let me see that. Is the bullet still there?
No. Oh. That's the thing. We never found any, like... Any,
we
like,
don't know
rock,
if it was a
fireworks
bullet
or anything that could have done that. Like, I even moved the car, like, got on the ground, looked everywhere.
That sucks. Is it, your paint's kind of coming off as I saw it as walking through your...
Yeah, in the back, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll put that on Instagram so everybody can
faded.
See.
But, so yeah, it got replaced 2 days ago, so...
Yeah, I saw the
guy.
No, the tape.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought you already, like, changed your windshield, like, a long time ago.
Nah, I was procrastinating.
Mm. Yeah.
All right. Well, my brother moved to San Antonio.
Oh, yeah. So do you hang out with him now more?
Well, I mean, he just moved in Friday.
Oh, it's
Sunday right now, so. But he moved in with his wife and his kid, his nephew, right? And he had asked us to go help me and Franny, but Franny couldn't go. And he had asked us to go and help him move. And so I went, and I went with Kaya. And I moved, like, 3 boxes. Kaya grabbed, like, 3 boxes. And that's all we did, because his wife came finally, and she was like, just stop grabbing boxes. We have movers coming.
Oh.
So then we just, and when his wife came, Vinny came too. So I just hang out with Vinny. Vinny's the son, yeah. The kid. My nephew. Wait. Yeah, that's right. My nephew.
Yep.
And so I was just hanging out with him, and he was, you know, he just got there. The place is empty. For a minute, we just started, like, running around, like, shocking each other because they had carpet.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Oh, like, you just, like, rub your feet.
Yeah, like, I would roll around and I would just touch him.
Those are so fun.
And then. We started, he's in love with Legos.
Mm-hmm.
So we started doing this Lego set. And earlier he was telling us how he does stop motion movies, and he likes making, like, regular movies. He just, like, likes doing all that stuff, you know. And so we're making the Lego set. We're almost done. And he goes, we can make a stop motion picture movie thing when we're done with this Lego set. And I was like, yeah, okay, let's do that. That'd be cool. And Kai was like, yeah, we can. You're right. But we got to finish it first. He didn't want to finish it. He wanted to leave.
Oh my god.
So he goes, yeah, I make YouTube videos now. And I was like, oh, that's cool, I do too. And he goes, but only for money.
Only for money.
And
guys.
I was like, me too, that's the only reason why I post on YouTube too.
For money.
Oh man, we should collab,
right?
Yeah.
His account's private.
Oh,
he's only 8, so.
Oh.
You should get him to start making TikToks. For some reason, like random TikToks just go viral. Like, let me show you this one about Spider-Man.
Well,
it's hilarious.
Why?
What is it about? I mean, you can't just, like, play it and expect
everyone.
The listeners.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Okay,
what the
so
hell's
it's
going on?
It's a little kid's arm, and he's like, "I'm Spider-Man," and then squeezes a water balloon with a little hole in it and squirts water everywhere. It's so funny.
Like a Spanish accent. So he's like,
"Soy Spider-Man,
Spider-Man." It was so funny.
That's good.
Nick, so how often are you on TikTok? Just, like, scrolling.
I'm a lot.
What is
usually between things.
Okay, what TikToks are you on?
You know, we talked about this already.
I know, but I want to know again.
Well, now.
We have to do this every few weeks.
It's just, like, funny TikTok now. Like, I'm not. I've finally gotten off airsoft TikTok.
Oh,
thank
okay.
the fuck God.
I think I got on it.
Oh yeah.
Is it airsoft, like airsoft guns?
Yeah, airsoft guns. Mm-hmm. So they're just like it's kind of like paintball.
Yeah,
but airsoft.
Mine are more like Nerf. Like Nerf guns. It's weird.
Interesting. Well, you could dodge those. Those are fun. But I got off of that finally. Then what am I on? I'm on just stupid TikTok.
Yeah.
Like, I like my comedy is stupid comedy. So, I eat that shit up. So, that's all that's getting liked on my feed.
Yeah.
I'm following some this bartender that does these cool tricks.
Oh. I love bartenders.
Dude, it's so satisfying.
I haven't seen him in a while. So, what else? I don't know. It's just like stupid, funny shit.
Yeah.
And like, well, right now, because, you know, I use the TikTok, or not the podcast TikTok. So there's like little accounts like trying to grow, you
really?
Know, doing those like follow for follow shit. Or
that's
the,
cool.
The sounds that are like, if you use this sound, you'll get like this many likes or no hashtags, you know, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And like every time I find them, I go add to favorites, like the sound,
yeah.
So I could use them later. And that's about it. So it's just stupid, funny shit and how
that's
to grow
cool.
on TikTok.
Yeah, right now I'm on, my whole feed is basically cars and cooking. So I'm on car TikTok, I'm on drift TikTok, I'm on drag race TikTok, I'm on time attack TikTok.
So you're on
car
TikTok.
It's all
car
shit. And then I am on cooking.
Car talk.
Yeah, I'm on cooking TikTok. I'm on steak TikTok. It's great.
So cooking TikTok.
Yes, but there's very cook there's
talk.
Different ones. And then I'm also I get a bunch of like videos of like emo people like it's like a normal video and then like they do like the switch thing and then they have like full face makeup like black like nails,
I get
eyeshadow
those a lot
like
too.
It's weird. Bunch of
I
emo
think that's
kids.
Everyone though. That's really what's like
it's trending
taking over.
Why is being emo
TikTok?
Trending?
Fuck. Emo talk will find its way into your feed.
Yeah. And then I get a bunch of like Nerf guns like videos.
Like of the Nerf gun itself or them
like
playing?
Yeah, them playing.
Okay.
Or like have you seen that kid where people are like messing with him saying like his Nerf guns are real guns. And
oh my
he
God.
Like go he's like, these are not real guns. It's orange, it says Nerfs, and he shoots a dart and everyone's just like, nope, looks like a real gun to me. It's like, I'm a police officer. I know what a real gun looks like. That's a real gun. It's great.
That's funny.
What about you? What TikToks are you on?
It rotates every few months.
Yeah,
what TikTok I'm on. I'm not really on teacher TikTok anymore, which is kind of sad. I don't really get teacher videos anymore, but also because of stupid corona and crap, nobody really makes the TikToks anymore. So anyways.
Well, you'd be surprised. My sister's on teacher TikTok.
There's a lot of TikTok.
How they teach, their lessons, shit like that. So
I still have like a little bit of teacher TikTok. Right now, mostly on sad TikTok.
Me too.
Emo TikTok.
Yeah, those are great.
And okay, I get a lot of like dancing videos and stuff like that.
I get the goofy ones.
Oh, I'm
the
also
shit that
on
they're, like the funny shit when they're dancing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're like like doing like some random ass shit.
I need to blow my nose.
Blow your nose away from the microphone, please.
Yeah, I'm going to have to dip for a little bit. I have really bad allergies.
Okay, turn off your mic. And leave. Just so mean.
But yeah, I don't know. I have like so many different videos. I mean, I have like a lot of funny videos that I get on my feed.
That's all my TikTok, though. That's
just
it.
Weird,
just
funny
weird
videos.
Videos. They all have a comedic twist.
I got on sad TikTok and I can't get off. It's because I keep liking the videos.
Everyone's on sad TikTok, and it's relatable.
It
especially
is.
Especially right now in
I'm
Corona
just
times.
Like, wow, same. And then I like it.
I'm sad.
Me too. Poor Nico. I send him like 20 million videos a day. Especially when he's at work.
Kaya sends me a lot. My brother sends me a lot too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And now Nico said he's going to send me.
Oh, God.
So I just sent him one. It was really weird. I'll ask him when he comes back. But what was I going to say? Oh, so all the Zoom meetings and all those types of TikToks, they hit me. Hit me hard. Because I'm online.
Like, were they doing like the appreciation thing for their like professor?
Oh, no. It's just stuff like, you know, how they're like, they're just all sad. And then that teacher asked them and they answer all happy. It's 22. And then they mute their mic and they're like,
no,
I'm lonely inside. There's some shit, right?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I that's me.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm starting school in 2 days.
Who's Guess who's back?
You're back. Did you turn on your mic?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
So, are you excited? In-person school?
No, unfortunately. Fucking horse.
I know Texas State.
Oh, yeah, the universities are going hybrid, mm-hmm. but I'm not at a university, so. But, yeah. Do y'all believe?
Oh, our school? Because we go in person, like, every other day. It's like the hybrid schedule or whatever. But our school has been like, oh, like, if you're on the hybrid schedule, like, we would appreciate it if you would start switching to just virtual. Because they're getting, like, cases.
Oh, yeah.
Like, some people are coming up positive and stuff. So they just want us to start staying at home instead of coming in.
Yeah, I definitely, if we're going to get any better with the Rona, with, like, I don't know if the vaccine is going to help or not. But we, like, businesses, if they have a case, they need to close down for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Schools need to go virtual for 2 weeks if they have a case. Like, you can't tell me that someone gets Rona
and then
the other kids don't have it either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they don't release any information. They're like, someone at Marshall, like, was mm-hmm. tested positive, but no one knows if it was in class, like, if they talked to anyone.
Who yeah. it was, it's, if it was a teacher, an administrator, a student.
The yeah. person who got infected has a responsibility to tell the people that they were in close contact to. These I are know. Kids. You think that they're going to, like, do that? Like, exactly. You think they're going to trust them with that?
Even plus, like, you're in a school, like, even if I didn't have direct contact with you, I could have still came and sat in your seat, touched something that you touched, or, yeah, like, stuff like that. Yeah. Like,
I mean, like, it's the same thing at work. The your coworkers have the responsibility to tell you if you're close contact.
Mm-hmm.
There's this girl that got Rona. I didn't know that she got Rona. I was working with her.
Yeah. Did she go back?
And
to work?
I didn't know she had Rona until 2 weeks later when she came back.
Like, if we went within, like, 6 feet of each other,
yeah,
we've had close contact.
Yeah, you might have it. I'm not saying you do, but, like,
yeah, I know what you mean.
Businesses and schools need to take more responsibility.
I came very close to catching it, like, two or three months ago.
Yeah, like a while ago.
I like working out with like my friends, you know. So I invited TiVo over to work out, and we like accidentally shared the same water bottle. Like, I didn't.
That's nasty.
I didn't realize he drank out of it too. So when I went back and just kept drinking because I was thirsty, then he texted me the day after. He's like, dude, my girlfriend's family all came out positive with Corona, and I'm pretty sure I have it too because he hangs out with them like every day. And I'm like,
oh,
okay.
And by the way, drink out of your water.
Yeah. I'm like, no. Fuck. I'm like, no way. He's like, yeah, bro. Like, when we were
he
working
didn't tell
out,
you?
Like, I think he did, but I was like in the middle of like lifting weights, so it didn't like register in my head.
Okay. Makes sense.
So then I had to quarantine for a week, got tested, came out negative, luckily. But
we couldn't see each other for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Or we had to like keep our masks and be like far away.
Yeah.
That sucks.
But he did come out positive.
That's good. I did come in contact with someone, but like, but like, yeah.
Have you ever
before that, I never got came in contact.
Did you get tested?
I never had to get tested. I never had symptoms. Never. Yeah. Nothing.
I never came in like direct contact with anybody who had it. It was just Nico, and then like.
And then that wasn't direct contact either. So.
Yeah, it wasn't direct. Plus, he didn't even have it. So.
Yeah.
Luckily.
I mean, like, I'm staying safe. I stay home most of the time anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But,
Yeah, like, I don't hang out with anyone other than her and then Dev.
Yeah. So, our missing co-host, Victor, was telling me something about a Galactic Federation.
Oh,
that
God.
This came out. Have y'all heard of that?
That's from a movie.
No, but supposedly it's, like, a real thing or whatever. Have you heard of it or nothing?
No.
Do y'all even think aliens are real?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah?
Yeah, maybe not like aliens like we see in the movies, like Transformers or like beings, but there's definitely like, there has to be like plants.
Some type of life.
Somewhere, yeah.
And who says they're aliens? They're just other beings, right?
Period.
I think
technically anything from another planet is
like,
an alien.
The outer space is ever going.
Yeah.
Somewhere there's got to be something. Like, even if it's just like a little insect. Right?
Or like yeah. a leaf, like a plant mm-hmm. growing.
They found water on Mars. Like,
there's probably out there.
Yeah.
There's probably microorganisms in there.
Yeah, I just don't think there's like a whole other
civilization.
Yeah.
Did you?
I think there's like living things, but not being like human beings
yeah.
or things like that.
Yeah.
Maybe like an ecosystem, but not like what we have, like cities.
Not like a whole society. Like,
mm-hmm. I wouldn't put it past me though. It's possible.
Yeah, like, I'm not saying it's not possible, but...
There's, like... Like, we've discovered more about the moon than, like, the oceans and stuff. And we're still discovering shit about the ocean.
Yeah. I know. You know? How there's only, like, 1/3 of the ocean has been discovered.
That being said, there must be more in outer space, right? Oh, for sure. And so... I don't think... If we did, like, set out to find, like, a civilization or just something...
They wouldn't make it back, I would think.
You don't think that our people are going to make it back? Mm-mm. I don't... Like, who says that they're going to be hostile?
No. Not that they're going to die, but, I mean, the trip will be so long that they wouldn't make it back.
In time for us to see, or what?
No, just, like, they would... Like, if we took off, like, on a mission to find, like, other life, like you go off, and if... you find somewhere, like, then you might be able to make it back, but, like, they wouldn't have enough resource to go,
maybe,
like, years and years out and then make it back.
But, like, say we do find a civilization, we cannot repeat history. We have to try to make, you know, peace with them.
Yeah,
and not conquer them.
If we're going in and they're shooting arrows at us or something, like, we're leaving. Mm-hmm. We're not going to impede, we're just going to leave you alone. You know, Now if they come back, if they come and find us, then yeah, we could, you know, pew pew. But If they're like, hello, welcome to our great world.
Not like, kill them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, hi. So, y'all want to like link up?
Oh my God.
Create like a galactic, like a,
you know,
like they could my people like, could go to your place. Your people could come to my place.
They could like a planet sneaky link.
Like, how cool would that be? Like if we just like found and. What if they look exactly like us?
They're just not humans, like identical, but like just they're like other people. Planet.
They speak another language. Mm-hmm. They they breathe differently.
Yeah. What
know.
If they're like different colors, like blue?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
could be.
And they're just like.
So you want to talk to blue bitches now?
And they have a way to for space travel. Oh damn! I didn't realize.
They don't even exist.
Would and you no, talk I to blue not. Bitches? Well, that would be a problem. You know, people will be like, it's wrong to fuck them.
Yeah. It's wrong to fuck blue people.
Yeah. And then, yeah.
That's great. That's cool. Nico, what are your opinions?
On blue bitches?
Yeah.
I've never met them, so I don't like them.
Easy way out? You didn't want to get in trouble?
Period.
I don't appreciate the dishonesty.
You know, honestly, it's the red people that really get me. They really, grind my gears.
You really grind my
gears. What about the green people like Gamora?
You know what? Oh, you know what?
Nicholas.
You don't think so?
Nah.
Fine.
I think it'd be so cool. I bet that they're like, we always think as aliens as like they're more advanced as us.
Yeah, why but can't they be like less advanced?
Underdeveloped.
Why can't we be like supermans to them?
And we're like, we're like, oh, we can help you.
And they're just like cavemen.
Yeah. It's like, oh, have you heard of civilization?
Like, no, never.
They'll be like, I don't even understand you, man.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even look like us.
They
who are you?
Beep-boop-blop. Or what if they're all just robots? Like, they're like super advanced. Like, they have like flying cars. Metal. People can fly and like.
They're just straight up AIs.
Like the thing from SpongeBob where, like, the whole city is chrome. Everything is chrome.
Chrome city.
What if they just chrome? Chrome.
Chrome dome.
And they have, like, a never-ending supply of metal or some shit.
Yeah, right? They're just, like, they found a way to make you, like, live forever.
Like, just a different type of Wakanda.
Oh, my God.
And
dude, what if there's,
that'd
like
be so cool. Like, they would just, like, build a fucking railway to their to their place. And like a bunch of chips, that'd be cool.
Yeah, we just have to figure out how to breathe in space.
Woo. Well, that's a problem too. What if they just come in and they're like, we don't got noses, we don't need to breathe. Like, why y'all need that?
Or you know, what would be cool if we find another like type of aliens, but they're like humans, but just more evolved. Like they would be what we look like.
They have
like
gills.
Like a thousand years from now, like say they don't have a need for like ears anymore because they have senses or something. You know what I mean? Like they're like changed.
I think you still need ears, but like just better.
I don't.
Ears.
What's an ear?
Fuck off, an ear. But
Like, they don't need eyebrows. They just don't have eyebrows because eyebrows aren't, like, necessary. So they're just like, meh.
It's an aesthetic thing. Or
they, like, they evolve so much they don't need buttholes anymore because they just burn their energy. Like,
and then use it to stay
so
up.
So pooping doesn't exist anymore.
No, they
you would have to redo the whole body system.
No, it's because they use their energy 100% efficiently, so there isn't any waste. They use all of it.
They don't eat either.
Wait, what?
They don't need to eat. You gotta defecate.
Oh,
every living thing. That's,
no, that's what I mean. You know how like your poop is just like what your body doesn't use.
Yeah. Oh, but it uses it.
Yeah. Instead of like leaving waste, the body uses all the food.
The thing is that your poop is the shit that your body doesn't want.
That's what I mean. The body wants it.
The body finds some way to use the
poop.
Bad stuff.
The bad stuff.
Yes, the body uses
the bad stuff.
Yeah, it's the bad stuff.
Okay, well, that's cool. Cool idea.
They got gills. They could hold their breaths for days.
Yeah. Period. Or like stuff that we have that just like isn't necessary.
Just our problems.
Like,
what's a problem?
Yeah, like they don't have use for penises anymore. It's just like
I just said the things we don't need.
They solved crime. I don't know.
And maybe
like they just don't have lips anymore?
Yeah, maybe they use their appendix for flying.
No.
They grew wings.
Evolution
somehow.
Would be just stop growing the appendix in general because you don't need it.
No, that's what I'm saying. They found a use for it.
We
like,
swim
that's
like,
not what evolution is.
No.
You don't just find a use for shit. That the body already decided we don't need it. And just like, never mind.
We swim like dolphins.
This makes me fly. Appendix.
Maybe they walk on their hands and use their feet for hands. So they have.
They're just. That's not even evolving. They're just like changing.
I think you're confused about evolution. How that works.
Anywho.
Like, yeah, fuck it. Let's just walk on our hands. Yep. Evolution.
Period.
What would you do if you find like a baby alien? Would you turn into the government? Or
I'd
you
like,
do?
Oh, shit.
Huh? I mean, is it dying? Or can
not
I.
Just
like.
Not like a, like a like an infant.
I
like,
live with
like
it.
A kid. And it's like, I need to find my dad.
Like, I am your father.
Like, are you going to take him to the,
no,
the government?
I would,
no, because they're going to try to test on
I
it.
I would raise it as my own child.
Alien
That'd
kid.
Be cute.
Right?
Well, I mean, he's got a father. You got to find his father.
I would make him build me a spaceship first.
He don't know how to do shit. He's just
he's
a kid.
Child.
Hello.
Yes, Franny?
Hey, Nikki, do you think you can get mom or someone to take you to Lacey's house?
Yes, I'll figure that out later.
Can you figure it out soon? Because you got to be here by
2:30. You said 3. I'm not going anywhere later. We're doing a podcast right now.
I'll come back and cut her.
Okay, bye, Franny.
Nikki.
Bye,
if
Franny.
If you're not here by 2:30, I'm not taking you.
Okay, bye. I guess she's not taking me.
Wait, what? What's going on?
It's her the party thing.
What party?
For Vinny's birthday.
Oh, cool. Mm,
yeah. She's supposed to be my ride.
So you're not going to the party?
Well, she's not going to pick me up. I can't go.
Wait, what does she need you to do?
Be there? I mean, we got a podcast to do. I can't be there.
Yeah. What time are we? How much time are we at?
We're at like 40-something.
Mm. I mean, I feel like you could be done.
It's only
1:50. Yeah, I know. We might have time, but...
You could probably be done by then.
Yeah.
I like how Nick's just like, nah. See if it could work. He's like, nah, I'm not going.
If it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
It could work. We're almost at time.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder if Dev responded. See what time he gets off.
So, what if they ask to see your leader?
I'm gonna be like, I am the leader.
I'm gonna be like, hold on. I'm like, hold on, she's in the living room. I'm just like,
are you gonna take him to your mom?
No, Tanda.
Oh,
I'm the leader,
bro. Yes. You know, I'd take him. I don't care who's the president is or anything. I'm just being like, all right, well, this is his house.
Would you
good luck. This is as far as I can go,
would
really.
Would you try and cash out on the baby?
Huh?
Would you try to cash out, like, sell it to the government?
No.
Hmm. It's a baby.
No, I was talking about just like a grown-ass alien. It's like, take me to your leader, you know, who's your leader, you know? But for the infant, I would,
for a grown
kid.
Leader?
For the grown leader, you have to ask you for like if you to take it to your leader.
A grown alien?
No,
like,
okay. If
girl,
I
girl, look it up on Google Maps.
The place
like,
is called DC.
Yeah, honestly, if I came into an alien like adult, I would do like all the stuff I like to do with the alien, see if he likes doing it.
And then he'd be like, take me to your world and like,
yeah,
show me that stuff.
I'd hang out, I'd make him wash the car with me.
And he's like, wow, I came here to eliminate this world, but now.
Oh, like, now washing cars is my passion.
Yeah. I'm going to go work at the wash tub.
The alien likes washing cars.
Good for the alien. The alien can be your girlfriend.
Wow, you know what?
You know what?
You know what? Actually, I know how to do makeup now, so I can just put makeup on the alien.
He thinks he knows how to do makeup because I went to the restroom for, like, 2 minutes tops, and he got into my makeup.
Like a kid.
And I come back, and he
I got into
like
my mom's makeup when I was a child.
Orange smeared right here.
I saw
here.
That picture.
Oh no, this is
it's a different.
This is 3 days
like
ago.
Orange just smeared right here. He put black highlight on his nose, like orange lipstick. It was just bad.
It was the
like,
best.
Do you like my makeup? I was like, please, you're embarrassing.
That's funny.
Wow, it was
funny.
Love me.
Man. I got into my mom's makeup when I was a kid. I put on the lipstick. I did the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. Me too.
I did that. And yeah, that's it.
Nice.
I remember when I was a kid, I was like, why do I have to be careful around like shaving, like the razors? Mm-hmm. They don't even cut you, you know, because, you know, when you go down, it doesn't really cut you.
Yeah.
So I went up and it cut me.
Yeah.
Karma's a bitch.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't, before, like, I knew, like, a razor was to, like, shave your legs or whatever. I like found one in my mom's shower because I used to shower in there. And I used to shower by myself when I was really little, when I was like 4. I would shower myself. So I just like picked it up. What's this? Swiped my like thumb against it. And I wasn't supposed to be playing with stuff in the shower. She would always like tell me, like, you use your shampoo, your conditioner, and your body wash. Like, don't be touching other stuff in the shower.
Man,
and then
be
I was
playing
like,
with everything.
Crap. Gonna be so mad. So it was like gushing blood, like so bad. And I just wrapped it in toilet paper and went and laid down in my bed. She's like, what are you doing? I was like holding my thumb like this underneath me. I was like, oh, I'm just gonna take a nap. Yeah, it's fine. And I had to replace the toilet paper like 4 times.
Yeah, little did she know you sliced your finger off.
Yeah, it was actually really bad.
Oh man.
Dude,
I had like
someone...
scabs.
I remember in 8th grade, we had I was in a wood shop, and we had that big sander, the one that's, like, bolted to the ground and, like, spins.
Oh, the ground?
Yeah, like, the ones with the little table that you just push up against.
Oh, the saw or sander?
Sander. Oh. It's, like, a big belt that just spins really fast. And then, but there's, like, a little gap where you have to be careful, because if it, like, gets caught, it's going to shove your finger into the gap. And just keep grinding it.
Oh, that's terrible.
So
I should probably put a guard there.
Yeah.
It's hard because you have to use your hands to pivot like your piece of wood.
Just don't be an idiot.
And yeah, just don't work with like little pieces and your hands are fine. So a few months later, it's not my here. This kid, he was doing it on like a tiny piece of wood and he slips and his finger like touches the sander, it pushes down and gets caught in the thing and he couldn't pull it out. For like a cool 10 seconds, and it sanded down like a quarter of an inch of his finger.
That sucks.
I'm not even kidding. That guy was there.
Yeah, my brother cut the tip of his finger off.
Doing what? I forgot.
He worked on cars and stuff. So, he was doing welding. And
so
I don't know
how. So he
burned
it off.
Maybe he burned it off. I don't remember how it happened. I think something like a big piece of metal like fell just on his finger. And just like sliced off the tip, so it was just like right here.
That's did you crazy. Like get it back or something?
The tip was just like flat.
Man,
it grew back. It grew back really gross though. It's like not like a full tip, and the nail is just like where it stopped.
Mm. I kind of want to see it now.
It's gross.
I had a friend at work. He posted this guy on like his uncle on a story, and his middle finger is like. Halfway gone. And so at work, one of my coworkers asked like what that was about and like how do he lose his finger. So a windmill fell right next to him,
like,
and chopped off only his middle finger. Talk about luck.
The big windmills.
Like the big windmills. And the windmill it fell off and chopped off his hand, his finger, only his middle finger.
That's kind of weird.
Talk about luck.
That's so weird.
Nick, didn't you When did you break your hand? Right? Like, what were we doing that you broke your hand?
Sixth grade, seventh grade. I was BMXing.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. It was like his second time with us.
BMXing.
On a practice run.
No, and then the next month, I went to the skate park with Michael, and he broke his wrist with me.
I feel like you're pushing them down or something.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Hurting us.
I feel like breaking your arm or like your hand was a trend in like middle school or like elementary. Cause like,
oh, not on purpose. But it happened a lot.
Just dumb.
No, like I swear I saw like almost everyone end up with a cast at some point of their lives.
Yeah, I remember.
Sign my cast.
I remember seeing all the cool kids getting their cast signed and I was like, I want that.
I remember when the cast would come off and they would be in like the little sling. I don't know why, but that was so funny.
Dude, I remember you showed me your cast after, like, right after you cut it off.
Disgusting.
It stunk, dude.
It stinks so bad.
I had it for, like, a good, like, 3 years when my mom threw it out. I wanted to keep it.
I remember you would every once in a while, like, try to put it back on.
Oh, yeah, I was able to take it off. Like, wait, no.
No, like, after they cut it off, you would, like, just hold it together and just keep your cast on.
I was like, I wonder how big my hands got.
I need a little bit of support.
You can see that one arm is... Which one did I break? I broke this one.
Mm-hmm.
You can see that this is skinnier than this arm.
Huh. You knew. Nick, when are you going to start hitting the gym with us?
Oh, so my brother has a free gym at his apartment complex, so sorry I'm not hitting it with you. I'm hitting it with my brother.
Wow, that's lame. Yes. I've been, like, hounding you for, like, months.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to join Gold's Gym, but, you know, with the whole financial situation it's that I had.
It's kind of expensive,
too. But I had my cousin, Fernando, he's working in Germany, and he's an engineer. He works on big construction tools, like cranes and stuff. And he had his hand in like this, and something had fallen on it and chopped off his pinky.
Oh my God, ew.
He got it reattached, but that was like a whole thing. Like I remember being in school. And my mom texts me, Fernando just got his pinky chopped off. And I was like, what the fuck? He's not going to have a pinky?
Oh, my God.
And she's like, no, he's in the hospital. He's going to get reattached. And I was like, all right, cool. That's great.
We're on evolution. What if we just...
We don't have pinkies.
Bro, they just take off the pinky. Or fingers.
We need a pinky.
What if we just evolve to having nubs?
Well, yeah, we need a pinky for tea.
Nubs.
It's nice and...
Who are you going to flip off in China?
Is that actually a thing?
No, it's not.
Okay. Apparently in China, it's good luck to have a blonde woman or a blonde girl in your family photo.
Hmm. I don't have any blonde women in my family.
Me neither.
No, like...
Oh, my sister's blonde.
There's no blonde people in China.
Oh.
So you had, like, you know, you asked tourists, hey, can you take a family picture with us?
That's hilarious. I wonder if it's the same in Vietnam.
I don't know.
I want to ask. No, my boss. Oh, my God. Obviously, they're all Vietnamese. It's a nail salon. So I was like, oh, like, I was asking my boss, why don't you have a dog? Like, you don't have a dog? Like, no, I don't have a dog. I was like, why not? Dogs are so fun. He's like, I ate it.
Oh, my God.
I was like, you hate dogs? He's like, no, I ate my dog.
It's so terrible. It's illegal in the United States, but.
I was like, what? Sad. What do you mean? And then my friend, like, that works there, she's Vietnamese, she's one of the nail techs, she was telling me, she was like, yeah, like, in Vietnam, they actually eat dogs. It's not, like, a, like, make fun of, like, a racist thing. Like, they actually do. She was like, a lot of people here, like, eat dogs.
The shock factor.
I'm like, remind me not to bring my dog here.
I was like... I know some of y'all got dogs. That seems kind of sus.
Like, why did you show me a picture of your pet the other day?
What is it?
Show me it now.
It was kind of fat.
Or cats. She was telling me, she was like, yeah, they actually eat, like, dogs and cats.
Mm-hmm. When my mom went to China, she was making sure that nothing was dog meat. So she would go, like, she'd go, pew, pew. You know, because she doesn't know what chicken is in Chinese. She go pew pew for chicken, moo for cow.
Oh my God!
And she go like woof woof for dog. And, you know, she go pew pew, moo moo, woof woof. You know?
No, and they're like, Woof.
She never eat dog. But that's, I remember, funny, a friend telling me that he went to China with another friend who had family there, and they tried serving him dog.
Damn.
And
imagine just be like, hee.
But his friend who was Chinese,
I'm allergic to dog.
Like, you know, once he moved to the United States, he like figured out like eating dog isn't cool.
Yeah.
So he had told them, like, yo, cut the dog eating shit, right?
Yeah.
But they still brought it out.
They're like, you know, in Peru, they eat guinea pigs.
I've had cuy like four or five times. It's delicious. You never had it?
No.
You gotta have it, bro. It's legal in the United States.
Hey, do you want to go eat a little guinea pig?
They're delicious.
I'm sad.
I'm sorry.
I want a rabbit.
Well, that's not a guinea pig.
No, we want a ferret. A ferret.
I want a ferret so bad, but you have to get two of them. They get depressed.
Oh.
Huh?
An hour and three.
Wow. It felt like it passed by so fast.
I know. You'll have time to go to your thing.
Okay, wait. Let's start thinking about our topics, because I want to make this one good.
We still got 15 minutes.
Okay, well, I'm going to start thinking about it.
I thought we'd do an hour. We do an hour 15?
An hour 15, yeah.
Oh, okay. I need to think about mine, though.
We got to do the ending topic. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of time. But paranormal activities and superstitions and supernatural. You got ghost stories?
I
have a question. Okay.
I thought of my question.
Good for you.
You have ghost stories?
I went to Louisiana once and did like a ghost like thing overnight. It was kind of scary, not gonna lie. They take us to like, it's like a group of like 4 or 6 people, and then they take you to a like an abandoned house that's supposedly haunted. Sorry.
Sleepy Nico.
And then they like make you spend the night there, and they give you like,
they make you,
they don't make
you,
you
can't
but,
leave,
but they give you like equipment to like pick up like ghost stuff and like radios that will like change like channels if you walk into certain like, I don't know, like areas.
Haunted areas.
Yeah. I actually saw a face in the window. Like, it was
kinda
like
creepy.
It was,
it's
very
like a cardboard cutout. It's like,
No. It was, right? Like, it wasn't like a clear face. It was like, it was in the dark and it was like very faint. And I saw it like in the window, and then when I went up to it, you could just see through the window, but there was nothing there.
You went up to it?
Like,
I would have just laid down, just,
or
I'm
like
so scared.
We would take turns going up to the bedrooms, and supposedly you could talk to someone if you like. They gave you a radio, and you had to scroll through like all the channels, and like sometimes you'd hear like a whisper. So you'd spend like 20 minutes just like scrolling through channels, like all like the normal like channels on the radio.
Supposedly the ghost will manipulate it and make out words from like all the channels.
Yeah,
but
and you'd get the whole backstory about like whoever lived there.
Yeah. So y'all ever like as kids just like see things like a person?
Yes.
Yeah.
All the time.
I still do.
In the dark.
Talking, I'm like,
in the dark, I swear to God, I see shadows.
So for me, I believe in ghosts, but like I don't think they can harm you. Mm-hmm. I think when they're scaring you, they're having fun.
They're like,
a funny prank, right? Mm-hmm. But as soon as you take out your phone or any recording equipment, they stop, right? Because like, you ever been somewhere and you're like, I swear there's a fucking ghost here. Every time I take out my phone, nothing happens.
Yeah.
Right? And so maybe they're just like hiding because they don't want the government to come after them or something, right?
True.
What's the government going to do to them?
As
you've never seen Ghostbusters? They're going to suck them up?
You think that's a government show?
Maybe they're meant to scare them. I don't know.
True.
They probably made that show. It was like the ghosts were like, we didn't hear
it.
Like,
yo, how
anything.
You gonna expose us?
Like, you're just gonna, this is like very unjust to them.
Mm-hmm. Period.
It's totally profiling
that is
ghosts.
False imprisonment of the ghosts because they just suck them up.
False imprisonment.
Yes, the ghosts now have rights.
Okay, well, as a kid, I would always I would see about the same person.
What?
Like, I seen this one this one ghost that I see him a lot. I only remember, like, remember 3 times where I saw him. But, I'm sure I saw him more. I just can't, like, make it very clear. So, this thing was like a 13-year-old, like a teenager, but he was wearing a crown and royal clothes. He was bleeding from his mouth and nose, and his clothes were all bloody. He was obviously dead. And I think the first time I saw him was when I was washing my hands in the bathroom. And no, that wasn't the first time. No, I've seen him before. But there was this one time where I was washing my hands in the bathroom, and the door was open, like right here, by the way. And I see an image, and like it's a still image. He never moves, but it's always a different image. So he was there leaning on like the door frame. And, you know, he always had this scary look, like every other kid sees, right? And I see him out of the corner of my eye, so I freak out and I throw soap at him. Like the squeeze thing.
Yeah.
I'm washing my hands, I freak out, I jump, and I throw the soap at him. Because, you know, what else am I going to do? And, obviously he disappears.
Yeah.
But, I remember my mom coming out and was, like, pissed at me. Because,
why are you throwing the soap?
Yeah, why are you throwing the soap? And I had to clean it up real quick and stuff.
No, low-key, we used to think your house is haunted because it's...
I'm sure it is.
Your house is creepy as shit.
I bet I have spirited friends here. But this one guy I saw all the time, right? So there was another time where it was in my mom's room. And this is the first time I actually saw him.
Mm-hmm.
Like not physically, obviously,
right?
Not just
like a little, like,
Not like a little thing. Like, I was looking at him. He was staying there. And so... this was really fucking creepy when I thought about it, like, looking back onto it.
This is creepy.
So, I'm
going home.
So, I was in my mom's room. I think I was around her desk just doing something. I don't remember. I mean, it was in her bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I came back, and she was on the bed with, I think, with Amy, my sister, on the bed as well. And I'm about to leave, I think. And I turn around, and I see... so, you know that little, like... that little space between the bed and the desk and then the bathroom, right? So he was just hanging there with his head tilted, hands by the side, like nothing really like demeaning or like menacing. And he just stood there and I saw him. I jumped and I told my mom, "Mom, look, there's I don't know, like a king. It's like a dead king. He's right there, you know?" And I'm freaking out. And I get on the bed. It's right there. My mom's like, Where do you see him? Like,
that's
just not
so
seeing
creepy.
Him. And I'm like freaking out. He's like, he's right there.
Oh,
and
my
I'm like, I grab like an empty basket and I throw it at him. He goes away. And I'm just like, "Mom, I'm not fucking, did you not see him?" And I asked my sister, "You not see him? Like, are you kidding me?"
She's like, "What the hell?"
Like, he was right there. There's some history about some ghost things in this house. So
probably thought you're on drugs.
Creepy. Huh?
Probably thought you're on drugs.
Yeah. And then there was another time, as a kid also, I'm sure y'all did, I kept hearing voices.
Yep.
You know, I would hear, "Nick." Apparently that's normal, and everybody has it. But there's this one time where it was like a whisper in my ear, like pretty profound. It said, "Get out."
Oh my God.
It whispered, "Get out." And I fucking ran out the...
Yeah, bitch, I got out.
I ran out the house, you know? But I was a kid, so my dumbass went to the backyard. And I went to the backyard, and I hang there, and I was like, "Just fucking leave me alone." Like, I was home alone. "Leave me alone, God damn it." And then he pops up in the corner of my eye behind me. Like, in the pavement, where you know how, like, my house kind of, like, curves? He pops up right there. What do? I throw my phone at him. I've always been throwing something at him. He disappears. Yeah. And I think that was the last time I ever saw him.
That's so creepy. That's literally so creepy.
So, supposedly, my sister Amy had seen a lady knitting in the room next to my room and between my mom's room. So she had walked past a room and saw a lady knitting.
Like an old lady?
An old lady knitting. Just in, like, not in a rocking chair, but, like, on the bed.
That's weird.
That's so creepy.
And
what if your mom is just hiding your grandma in the house and no one
knows? I'm not sleeping tonight.
So that was my great-grandpa, my grandma. So my dad was telling us a story about his grandpa had died, but he could have sworn he saw him the night before. Night before he died. So what happened, he was in the bed. And he had woken up, and his grandpa was there, like, pointing at him like he'd done something bad. But he said that he couldn't help to notice that he was about like a foot elevated from the floor. So he thought he was just tired. He just went back to sleep, right? Yeah. Next morning, he goes for breakfast. His mom tells him, your grandpa died today. He's like, no, he was here last night. What are you talking about?
That's crazy.
And so he was saying, so when my sister saw that old lady knitting, my great grandma had just died.
That's so weird.
I don't know if it was a foot of elevation from the ground or not, but yeah, there's just some creepy shit going on in my house.
Dude, we remember we would always be scared of your house in the dark?
So we would sleep downstairs. I'm sure you heard this. You've heard footsteps, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I spend the night.
When I'm home alone, I hear footsteps.
No,
when I was scared, of course I was scared, right? Mm-hmm. But now I'm just like, yeah, they're
walking, vibing.
For a good, like, 3 years, maybe 5 years, like, I heard there was nothing going on. And then just recently, about a year ago, footsteps again.
Damn. Maybe they went on, like, a little vacation.
A little vacation, yeah.
That's
maybe,
so creepy. Don't you go fuck with someone else?
So, you know, I was watching, like, shit about how, you know, the history, like, maybe there's, like, an old Civil War captain living that used to have that house or something, or mm-hmm. died on the grounds or stuff. So I looked into the history of this house. So we were the first owners of this house. No one's lived here before. The king, the crown, the little kid, the prince or whatever, they were Indians here. There was no princes or kings. That's about it, though. You know, and then the grandma, well, that's supposedly the vision from my sister, of our great-grandma. Yeah, creepy shit.
Creepy shit.
But you know what was fun and scary at the same time? When we would play hide and seek at night in the pitch black of your living room.
Mm-hmm.
Scary as shit, because people would actually be walking around, but like, it's still scary. But it was actually really fun.
With the history of my house, yeah. Mm-hmm. Probably. It creaks at night, you know. And it's normal house stuff, but.
Yeah.
Like the footsteps, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, my house creaks and shit. It makes like weird noises because it's old.
Yeah.
But not footsteps. I would cry.
Yeah, for a good while, like the store right here, not this one, my mom's store would close. And I thought it's ghosts, but it's just the air conditioning.
Yeah,
air.
That happens to mine. If my mm-hmm. door's cracked and the AC turns on, it'll just
mm-hmm.
shut.
It's like,
it scares the living shit out of me every time.
Yeah. But so to debunk some paranormal myths, cabinets opening in the middle of night is because you need to tighten some screws and lift it up a bit. Doors opening, you need to, the pins you need to make a little crooked. It's all just physics.
Yeah.
Other than that, the toilet paper, I don't know.
Wait, what about
like
toilet paper?
Toilet paper unrolling? I don't know.
Oh, that's kind of weird.
Yeah,
that's never happened to me. But
what happens in my house a lot is, it's a pretty old house, so when it rains, the foundation shifts. So whenever it rains, the house is so creaky.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like all night, but the doors won't close, or like. Like my bathroom, it happens a lot with my bathroom door. After it rains, it's like so hard to close my bathroom door because the foundation shifts, so it's not level anymore. And then like when it goes back to normal, you can close it again. It just kind of...
That's so weird.
It just kind of changes.
That's weird. Yeah.
Or like the back door and stuff. Like sometimes it'll be super, super, super hard to open because the little like metal plate will shift underneath the foundation. So it won't let... It's like a sliding glass door. It won't let you, like, slide it closed. But then other times, it's just, like, easy.
You ever had times where, like, you swear you put something somewhere and it's not there anymore?
Like, every day of my life.
Or it moves?
Yeah.
I think it's just ghosts fucking with us.
No, you know what happened?
Like, you thought it was here.
When I first moved into my house at my mom's, it was just, like, a really bad, like, thunderstorm. And I'm looking out my window because you could see, like, the lightning and everything would light up. It was super cool. But then all of a sudden, like, I see a lightning bolt come down. And it was orange, like, almost red. And it comes and hits my neighbor's tree. And it falls over. I, like, see it. Like, the fire light up. And then the tree just, like, the top half of it. It was so scary.
Yeah, but, you know, I was listening to a... It happened again.
What's that? More.
Anyway, so I was listening to a true crime podcast. And they had a guest who's a paranormal... type of guy, you know, and you know he likes ghost stories and that stuff. So they were talking about how one of them was a mother. Mm-hmm. He was talking about how her daughter or her kid would sometimes say, like, there's someone just hanging out in the hallway. You know, like, it'd be like, I saw someone do this, something in the house, you know. So I want to know, like, what are your kids saying?
Like, I'm moving out. I'm literally moving.
Yeah, that's what my Kaya said. If we have ghosts in the house, we're moving. I don't care about the mortgage. We're leaving.
We're moving.
Have you heard that thing where if cats stare off into, like, blank space, it's because they see, like, a spirit?
I remember, I think you were there, but Raider, he was sleeping with us inside the house, and he just started growling.
Mm-hmm.
You remember?
Yeah. He'd be like, rrr, rrr.
Yeah, and he was, like, sometimes he growls at sleep, but I made sure he was awake that time. Scary as shit.
Oh.
That's how the dogs on my dad's are. Like, the smallest movement or sound, they'll get up and start, like, barking.
I know, they were freaking me out when I was at home by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Every little thing, they would just, like, dart downstairs. Like, someone was, like, breaking in and start, like, barking. And... Yeah,
but that's good, though. They would actually protect the house.
Yeah.
Like, if I walk into my house in the dark and they don't notice me or realize it's me, even in the dark, they'll come out and start barking at me until I flash my light and they'll say, oh, it's you.
Yeah.
Damn it. That was your intruder. God damn it.
Yeah, they get, like...
They're kind of scary when they run up to you and wait before they realize, like, yeah, who you are. I'm like, please don't lunge at me.
Especially also.
Oh, fuck yeah.
He just jumps on you.
Remember my uncle telling me how he saw a ghost in the middle of the road that he thought it was a person that was going to hit him?
Mm-hmm.
And so he hit the brakes and the thing was gone. You know, he was just driving and just a person pops up, hits the brakes, gone.
And then boom, gone.
And the thing is, you know, like, you talk about ghost stories, there's only one person that ever sees it.
Mm-hmm.
So that one, is the person he was with in the passenger seat, saw it too.
That's crazy.
That's scary. How Sam and I used to, like, we would sleep together in my best friend, we would sleep together in her room, but we would always get scared. Like, we swore that her room was haunted. We would always get so scared because we would just be laying there and it would be like 4 a.m. and we would both swear that we heard, like, scratching on the carpet. We didn't have, like, a cat or a dog.
That's a very specific sound. Yeah. What else could it be?
Yeah, that it was just, like, someone, like, going, like, on the carpet. Yeah. Like, just scratching the carpet.
I remember, when I was a kid, our front door was broken and it would open by itself sometimes. So yeah. I got freaked out. It was really windy and it just goes, whoosh, and I was like, and I just ran. I ran upstairs to my mom. Didn't even care to close it.
But we would, like, flip the light on and, like, look around and there would always be nothing.
Nothing.
Or we would hear, like, crunching, like someone's eating chips. When no one was eating chips in the room, but we would just, like crunching. And then we would just get scared and go sleep in her sister's room.
I remember hearing the story, like, a creepypasta of this guy who's he's a ghost, like, what's it called? Like, ghost hunters, uh-huh. Right? And so... There was reports in this house that there was knocking from within the wall.
Ugh.
And so he went to go check it out. Long story short, it turned out to be an actual guy. An actual person in the wall just knocking on the door to creep people out.
How did he get in the wall?
There's some houses that have walls that are pretty thick and they're hollow too. So
he just
kind of got himself in there. I don't know how.
What a weirdo.
And just started, you know, it was a bedroom too. So he would just start knocking on walls. And when they would realize he would stop knocking, they'd go back to bed, start knocking again.
That's so scary. I would be so pissed. Yeah. All right.
Should we start thinking about questions?
The questions that will never be answered.
I have mine ready.
Okay.
Okay.
You want to go first?
I have mine ready too.
Let me think about
mine. Mine is not so ready. It's not very good. It's kind of lame.
All right, real quick. If you don't know what we're talking about, go ahead and ask. Like, what's that about? You know.
Okay. So. Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Yes.
How do you?
Moving on to our next segment or our only segment, questions without answers. Any ad segments that have not been played will be played here now. Go ahead.
Okay. Doing a little drum roll. My question is for Josh Allen from the Bills.
Of course.
Yeah, you know what? If you found out that many fans are not washing their jerseys during the season for good luck. Would that encourage you to play better? Yes or no? Like during the season, you don't wash your jersey at all.
That's a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing. So that in good luck, or if, say, like they hear about it, it encourages them to play harder.
That's a good question. What do the audience think?
I don't know.
You want to go next, or you want me to go next?
You can go next.
Okay. I'll be asking 3-year Letterman. Are you actually a legendary youth football coach? And if so, fucking prove it. And how come there's not a movie about you yet? If you're such a legendary coach. You got the money. I know you're a one percenter.
Who's 3-year Letterman?
I think he's a troll. I think he's just some guy with a computer who made this account, and he just goes on YouTubers and other like people like that and gamers and just like trash them pretty much.
Damn.
He's like, Mr. Beast made a tweet about like, you know, his Mr. Beast burgers.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, why ain't you have Mr. Beast burger? You know, like, what'd you have at dinner? Why didn't you have Mr. Beast burger? And he goes, I had 100% beef for free. And that's because I'm not some kid playing in my mom's basement until 30 or something like that. And I was like, bro, like,
oh, is it? Are you talking about that guy with, like, the beard and he's really buff? What are you talking
I don't know if that's him.
Okay.
I don't remember his profile pic.
There's someone on, like, on Instagram and YouTube that I see that he talks like that. He's like.
Yeah. I mean, this is on Twitter.
Oh, I guess.
And he just. Always just trolls people.
That's so
I am so sure he's not an actual coach.
Yeah.
I bet he's just some fat guy with internet.
Yeah. Bored.
That's what everyone is.
Mom's basement type beat. Mm-hmm. True. All right. I will be asking the government, what is in Area 51?
Period.
I just wanted to know.
It's just an Air Force base.
Do you want like someone to FaceTime you and just show you?
But why? Why can't we go in?
How?
Military base?
Yeah. How?
But you can go in a military base.
Mm-hmm. With permission, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy?
Sorry. Air Force, right? Air Force. U.S. Air Force. Give Hannah a little tour of Air 51.
Yeah. I want to know. What's so bad about it? No one can see.
This is true. No one knows.
No one can see like inside.
So yeah, thank you so much for listening. Please follow us on all our platforms.
We're making a custom tablecloth full of quotes, and we want your names on it. So this is how you can get your name on it. First, you go to Apple Podcasts. You make sure you're subscribed. Then you scroll down, and you press write a review. Make sure it's 5 stars, and you can title it whatever you want. Then you write down your favorite quote from our podcast, whichever episode, English or Spanish. For now, we're going to use an example, which would be Victor's quote from episode 2.
We love drugs.
So it would be open quotations. We love drugs. Close quotations.
Period.
Then dash, whoever said it. In this case, it was Victor. Under that, you write your review. It can be honest. If you want to use a different name other than the Apple Podcast name you have, then put it in parentheses at the end. The first 100 people to do this get their name on the custom tablecloth. Let's say you want to use a quote that has more than 2 people. This is how you do it. We're going to use a quote from episode 4.
Wait, have you heard of Inchers?
Insurance?
No, Inchers. The drink Inchers.
So we start off with Victor's part. Open quotations. Have you ever heard of Inchers? Close quotations. Then enter in the next part.
Insurance?
Open quotation, insurance, maybe a question mark, sound like I was asking a question, close quotation. Then enter, and the next part.
No insurers, the drink insurers.
Open quotation, no insurers, the drink insurers, close quotation. Then dash, and you do it by the order who said it first. So Victor said it first, so it'd be Victor, comma, Nick, period. If you started with Nick's part first, then it would be dash, Nick, comma, Victor, period. Now let's say you're using 3 people. In this case, we'll use an example from episode 8.
You have a great skin.
No, what? My skin's breaking out so bad.
I mean, it's better than Nick's.
Damn, God.
So you'd start with open quotations, you have great skin, close quotations. Enter, then the next dialogue.
No, what? My skin's breaking out so bad.
Open quotation, no, maybe with an exclamation point. What? Maybe with another exclamation point. My skin is breaking out so bad. Close quotation. And then the next part, enter.
I mean, it's better than Nick's.
Open quotation, I mean, it's better than Nick's. Close quotation. Then, for the next dialogue, enter.
Damn, God.
Open quotation, damn, exclamation point, God, close quotation. Then it would be dash and in order. So it was Victor, comma, Hannah, comma, Nick, period. The first 100 people to write a review with 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and include a quote, get their name on their tablecloth. Oh, motherfucker, I get this wrong every time. Get their name under their quote on our custom tablecloth.
All right.
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Follow us on everything. Like and subscribe.
Bitches.
We're good. At her friend's house. I'm just, my mom's gonna drive me. So.